Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's George Massey Show. We're going to be talking about The Single Life Season 4, Part 5 of the finale. I got some notes. I feel like this is going to be a good conversation. I know you guys watched it. There's a lot to discuss. I'm going to wait on the ladies to arrive. Judy's here. Coco Puff is here. Ethel White is here. Hello, Christy Buffalo. Hey, Judy. How are you? Peter's here. Look at all of the people who arrived before the co-host. I appreciate you guys. In their defense, though, I'm usually late. Oh, Dee Dee's here. That's neither here nor there. Hey, Peter. Hey, Ethel. Dee Dee. Get in here. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing great.
I was wondering why it was thundering over here.
Is it really?
It's a joke because you're on time.
Is it because I got here at the time that I said that I would be here for like the first time of the year?
Yeah.
Are you proud of me?
I am.
This is what progress looks like.
I am. I'm gonna have to make sure a tornado don't come tonight.
We had some of those last week. Like here, there was tornadoes. Not in my area, but like around here. Hi, the Diva Speaks. Hi, Robin. Where's Kara? Oh, there she is. Kara's here. She could hear me. Kara could hear me. So there's a lot. Manic Monday. I know, it was crazy, right? I had a crazy Monday. I was all over the city. Orlando is not fun to be around. The traffic is wild. Everybody's here on vacation except me, right? Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
It didn't say you were live.
So, wait, did you not get my message?
It didn't say you were alive. I mean, not alive.
This is weird. Well, yeah, I'm not dead. This is weird, though. This is very weird. I don't know why you're not getting the notifications, because Dee Dee got it.
Yeah,
all of these amazing people got it too. Yeah. So I don't know. Instagram is giving us issues, and I don't know why.
Usually a problem on my end. I have lots of problems.
That's how I feel, right? It's usually something that it's very isolated, and it's just me, and yeah. I'm the problem.
Yes.
So, okay. So I want to start off with a fun exercise because they did this during the tell-all. So I want to ask everybody, even everybody in the chat too. Who in the 90-day universe would you date? Because this question was asked on the tell-all today. And I want to get everybody's response to that. And I gave a response on Twitter, and a lot of people were a little shocked. I said Veronica. And I got like a billion responses, and they were like, Sawana? They're like, why would you say that? And I was like, well, I think she's beautiful. I don't think that we would get along or last, but I think that it would be fun. You know, and I'm not looking to get married. I was like, but, you know, kind of like with Jamal and Veronica, I feel like she looks like she would be a lot of fun. See, everyone is reacting the exact same way that they did on Twitter. Everyone is saying, no.
Yeah.
It's just a hypothetical. Okay, so Peter said Debbie. Peter, you have to specifically say which Debbie.
Miss Debbie or Mama Debbie.
Right. Okay. Judy says Tyrae. I can see that. Tyrae is such a teddy bear. Oh, Tim said that he would date Andre.
Yeah, if he was gay.
So that was a weird response. So Dee Dee, I want your response. Who is it? Who would you date?
Not,
and it could be
male. Nobody.
Nobody. At all.
Nope.
What about Rob?
Ew, gross. No.
What about Manuel? I know you like the.
I know.
I love
me some chumpies, but Manuel is at the bottom of the pit. No, thank you.
Really? Okay, so no. Kara, who? Oh, Coco said she would date Sean Robinson. I can see that. Sean Robinson is hot. Like, if I was going for an older woman, Sean Robinson is hot.
I'll date Jamie.
I want to steal that one. She's beautiful. I love Jamie. I know she's not the least bit interested in anything that I have to offer whatsoever, but I love her.
I love her too. And that's
she's amazing.
If I
okay,
had to say
so,
a guy, it would probably be.
See, someone's on my side. See? Thank you, Miss Robin.
I'm going to have to say if I had to pick somebody, it would probably be. I got no one.
If you can't come up with it fast, I don't think it's gonna happen. Oh, Portuguese Princess says Razvan. Razvan.
Why? Yeah. Why Razvan?
He's cute.
Razvan. He's the guy who's always posting with his shirt off. Right?
Where?
I'm pretty sure women like that. Y'all like that, right?
He's cute. I don't love that.
Oh. See, I don't know what people like. Okay, so I want to jump in.
I think if I had to pick somebody, it would probably be Mike. If I had to
Big Mike.
Yeah.
See, Big Mike is a good guy. So he was there at this tell-all. Oh, hold on. Somebody said, hold on, I missed somebody. Oh, Tyrae said that he would date Larissa. And
okay, what the hell?
Tyrae, you need to come on and explain yourself because you are in trouble, Tyrae. Tag Tyrae. Tag him.
You cannot pick Larissa and say your type is Hillary Clinton. You can't do that. That's against the law.
This is crazy because I think Tyrae being a virgin, so he's like literally a middle school boy in an adult man's body. I don't think that he knows what his type is because he hasn't experienced anything. Because I was like, yeah, you went from Hillary Clinton, who is Hillary Clinton, to Larissa, who is the complete opposite in every possible form of that, and she's on the whole other end of the spectrum of woman, right? Like, and don't get me wrong, Hillary Clinton is an intelligent, powerful woman. I'm not knocking her or anything, but Larissa is not intelligent. Well, see, that's not nice. I don't want to say that. Larissa is Larissa, okay? I want to keep this very respectful, right? She's Larissa, so I was like, I need to know. And then physical appearance-wise as well, it's nothing like that. So Tyrae, if you want to explain a little bit of your decision, I would love to hear it because it was very confusing for me.
In my opinion, Tyrae is officially fired.
Fired? Oh, wow. This is serious. Okay, so I want to get to Natalie being served by Mama Debbie. So first of all, yay, she was served.
I'm so jealous of Mama Debbie because I would have loved to slap those papers in her lap.
Mama Debbie feels that it was better for her to do it than a sheriff or a process server. Do y'all agree? Because Tyrae said that he personally wouldn't want it to be a close friend or someone he knows. How do y'all feel? I know this is a stupid question because no one is serving you, but if someone was serving you papers to get divorced, would you want it to be like someone that you went to school with, or would it be better to be a random stranger?
I'd hope it was somebody I know.
So you think that's fine if it's somebody you know? Fine. I would be a little embarrassed, right? Would you be embarrassed that you're getting served? You know, because that means that
you'd be embarrassed when your whole life is an entire shit show, and so are you, and you put it on national TV. Like, there's nothing more you can do to embarrass yourself. You literally, this girl, there's so much about her, like, you can't add.
I hope we don't have to deal with her anymore, so.
So,
but I mean, it wouldn't matter to me. I mean, it is what it is. You want to serve me papers, bring it on. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, bring them yourself. I don't care.
Well, Miss Debbie felt that it was cruel on Mike and Mama Debbie's part that they did it on TV. Now, Mike made a really good point. He was like, we got married on TV. I showed them our love story on TV. So it only feels fair that I can end this on TV. So I don't think that he was out of line. I think that serving her on the show was probably the best way to do it because she won't be able to deny being served. Because I feel like she's so delusional. If she was served, she'll just say at court, no one served me. No one did that. We're still married. Because in her mind, she's like, she said again tonight, she's like, I would never divorce Michael. That's what she keeps saying. Like, I would never divorce him. I was like, but at the same time, you were trying to get Josh to marry you this whole season. And last season, you can't, and I don't know what goes on in the Ukraine, but in America, you're not allowed to be married to two men at the same time.
Right.
So you either have to work it out with Michael or you have to divorce him. You don't get to keep people in your back pocket. Yeah, I feel like her well has finally went dry on using men.
But also, you know, also he tried to serve her before or served her off camera and she refused to sign.
Yeah, she refused to take the paper. Yeah. So that's why I said, I think this was a a last resort to get this going, because Mike has told us he's been in a relationship for a year at the time of this filming, and I think this was 4 months ago. So right. He's been in a pretty serious relationship. They're talking about moving in. It does make sense if you're dating someone seriously and you're married to somebody else, they're going to expect you to get divorced, right?
Yeah.
I think that that's not asking. A woman is going to ask for things when you start dating. Clean your house,
yep.
Take her out somewhere nice, and divorce the woman you're married to,
yep.
Right? Those are like her going to be like her top three things. You can't be with me and be married to her at the same time. Now, I don't want to get into like Mike being a bad guy. Mike is probably the most decent human being that was on the stage today.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like what he went through and the way that he was used, he didn't deserve. So I was really happy to see him in a healthy relationship. He's taking things slow. He's dating like a normal human being. And after being with Natalie, that's something that people can only dream about.
Yeah.
So I was really happy to see that. I'm glad that he is finally able to close the chapter. And I think the cameras being present is something that had to be done to make this process go along. Because even with the papers, I guarantee you in the 90 days, she's not going to sign them. She's not.
Yeah.
She said over and over.
I don't know about any other states, but in the state of Georgia, if your spouse does not sign the paperwork within 30 days, on the 31st day, you can still divorce them without the signature.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's how it is in Oregon. Also. But also in Oregon, if both parties are, if the divorce is uncontested, like she said, I'll sign right now. Everybody said, don't. It has to be in front of a notary. In Oregon, if it's uncontested, it doesn't have to be notarized. You can both sign it and turn it in.
Oh.
That's that.
Oh, so she could have technically signed the papers right then and there.
I don't know the law in California or Washington for that.
Well, yeah, because I guess it would be Washington, even though they were in the state of California. Well, no, they were in New York at that time. It's still, they have to still abide by the law of where the paperwork.
Right. She's a resident of California and he's a resident of Washington. So I don't know.
Oh, you're right. There's two different states, two different laws that they have to abide by. You're right. So I think that, so wait, do you think that she's not going to contest it? Because we've been saying all along that she's holding on to Mike as a backup plan. Do you think that she's going to ask for spousal support? What do you think her plan is?
I think at first she was willing to sign it, but then everybody's saying, don't sign it. I think she's going to have people in her ear, like Josh,
mm-hmm.
who was saying, don't sign it. We got to read over it. We need blah, blah, blah. I think he's going to get her to ask for support.
Probably get her off of him a little bit, and so he can start getting some of that money back he spent on her.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan, because it really irritated me at the end of the episode when they were like, oh, let's go out to dinner, and they were making up. I was like, y'all can make up all you want. Stay the hell off my TV. I mean it.
Yeah.
Stay off.
Crying on stage and boohoo boohoo to Mike and boohoo boohoo to Josh, and then locks arm with the girls and says, single eyes, ladies, let's go party. Like, she wasn't even a little sad backstage.
No, because, okay, so I came to the realization watching this episode that Natalie is one of those women, I call them Disney princess women, where a man is the only validation that she will accept. Like, she can't have hopes on her own. She can't have dreams on her own. She can't have a life or lifestyle or career. Her man is what defines her.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's, you know, something that they instill in young women in the Ukraine maybe early on. You know, that you're not fully, because I know she said many times that her mom used to say, oh, if you're not married and have children, you know, then you're not a real woman. And I think that's a horrible, terrible thing to tell a woman, especially a young girl growing up, you know, what your life is worth and valued as. And if you don't have a man standing next to you, or if you didn't get pregnant and give birth to a child, you're not a real woman. That's a terrible thing. And if she was told that as a child, it really was instilled in her really good, you know, because she's
right. But we also have to remember, she's been married 3 freaking times.
Yeah.
She's had more than enough time to try to make a family, to try to make a baby. And literally everybody keeps running from her. Here's your sign. Nobody wants your crazy ass.
She did admit today on this tell-all, part 5, she was like, 3 failed marriages. Maybe I'm the problem. She did say that it's me. And I was like,
finally, she finally told the truth about something. Yes, Natalie, you are the problem.
And as a person who has attended therapy sessions, you know, I was raised in a religious cult. So I was very happy with her saying it out loud. That's the first step to solving the issue. Saying that you know that your actions have brought you to where you ended up, and not even in a mean way. I don't want to say like, oh, she should be there. No, I'm happy for her because now that means that she can move forward and build from the mistakes that she made in the past. She might actually be able to get a man and keep a man now that she understands her actions play a part in why these men keep leaving her, right? Like, because she lived in the beginning, she's, oh, I do everything right. I give them my time. I'm a good woman. I'm a good wife. They leave me. She finally admitted. And then Chantel was like, no, don't say that. I'm like, no, let her say it.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. Let her say it. This is part of the progressive process of moving forward and learning from your mistakes. I think it's good for her. I don't think she's going to learn anytime soon, right? Like, I think that she's definitely delusional. She's stuck in her ways. Oh, wait, I forgot about something. Chantel said that she would date Julian. So I want to get your reactions on that first because I forgot. I felt like that was interesting because for some reason, I don't see them anywhere near each other in a relationship or a couple. Do y'all feel the same way?
No. That completely took me by surprise.
Not even a little bit. And I mean, they're both young and they're both decent, but I don't see them together. Like, it was a really interesting pairing for me. I was like, Julian?
Maybe a fast fling or something. Not maybe even, like a good time, but that. I thought
Shaka would have said Jamal.
That's what I thought.
See that, right? And again, it probably won't flourish into anything memorable. But still, I could see that.
Jamal, don't get me wrong. Jamal is, I mean, he's a handsome guy, you know, he's fun. But he's too much of a playboy, which is fine because he's young. You know, he needs to live his life. But I don't see Jamal settling down with anybody anytime soon. He's having too much fun.
Chantel literally flies to another country, hops on the back of a motorcycle pantyless. And I mean, she's kind of a playgirl.
Yeah. So
her and Jamal will be a fun fling.
You're right. And she stuck her tongue down several throats
in
Greece, you know? And I feel like they, especially coming out of a 7-year marriage where she got cheated on, I think there's nothing wrong with her going out there and having the best possible time of her life before she.
Absolutely agree. Before I think she should be dating several
people. Yeah. Not have the best of her life.
Yeah.
Because she dedicated her whole life. And let's be real. I don't see Chantel that before her and Pedro got together, she was dating around a lot. I feel like Pedro was probably her first or second real major relationship. So she's like in Tyra's shoes to the point other than being not a virgin.
Right.
Like, she's definitely a beginner in the dating stages. And I think Jamal would be a fun thing. But we saw Jamal leave with Luisa together.
He was ready to leave with Luisa.
Yep.
Luisa put that Latina stuff on him and apparently a little bit more than Veronica did because, I mean, he was ready to get up out of there with her.
I'm so sad that I was wrong. I'm admitting I was wrong, guys. I know.
Wrong about what?
Kim didn't come on and rip some ass. I thought for sure
she'd be there. So she was on the More to Love. This was really difficult, guys, because I knew that she was not going to appear on any of the 5 parts, but I was unable to say anything to anyone.
Right.
But I do know that she was on the More to Love, and obviously there was a lot more footage that they didn't use, and I don't know why. I don't know why they didn't use it. I don't know what the, I mean, they had 5 parts, so there was obviously a lot that they wanted us to see.
Yeah, but what was the last, I don't know, 35 minutes of the final part? Just everybody talking backstage?
Exactly.
That was such a waste.
Exactly.
It was the powwow between the Mean Girls and Miss Debbie. Okay, so Is it okay if I ask you whose side you're on? Are you team Mama Debbie or team Miss Debbie? Or are you just happy to see them all fighting? Where did you stand?
I'm happy to see them all fighting, but this is so tough because I love Miss Debbie.
Me too.
I love her.
Me too.
And so automatically my defenses were up when Mama Debbie's attacking her. Because I love Miss Debbie, but I do think Miss Debbie was very wrong about the way she came at Mike for serving Natalie, or came at Debbie for serving Natalie. Because I feel like, I mean, I don't know, maybe Debbie's watched all of 90 Day Fiancé. But we've all seen the bullshit Natalie's put out for all these years. We've seen it. We've seen the hell that she put Mike through. We've seen her not sign the divorce papers the first time and refuse them and all of that. I feel like if Miss Debbie was clued into all of that shit, she might feel differently.
Yeah, I do think that we're way more invested.
Yeah.
We know more. We saw Natalie's actions. And Miss Debbie kept trying to say, oh, well, just in general, she's a woman and we should protect her. And it's like, I agree. Normally, I agree with that statement. But well, the action that...
I mean, I like the drama. I like watching them fight. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping they'd get up and do a bow wow. You know what I'm saying? But actually, I don't like either one of them.
Really?
I don't like either one of them. Mama Debbie is, she's overwhelming, and Miss Debbie is fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Fake how?
She's fake. She's trying to portray that she's this perfect, loving person. When someone acts like that, how many times have I got to tell y'all? They're not like that. They are.
Do you think that she had Chantel's best interest at heart when she talked about how she dressed?
No.
No.
Really?
I think she was laughing in her face. And that is all I seen was a lot of jealousy. And then to prove my point, you know what I'm saying? And then to prove my point, whenever she left tonight, that's what she was talking about, that she cannot compete with these young women. That's why she shaved so many years off of her age. So, I mean, a lot of people don't even get to see age 30, much less 60 these days. Yeah. So if you pass 60 years old in this day and time, you are very blessed, because a lot of people don't even get to live that long anymore. And then for you to want to take like 10 years off of your age just so you can get a man, I mean, come on. No.
Now, I like Miss Debbie, and I feel like she was, I don't feel like she had Chantel's best interest when she was putting her down for her clothes or the no panty comment. But I feel like she got attacked enough by that comment that she reeled it back just a smidge. But then everything changed when Chantel said that she would want to date Julian. Then she was like, oh, okay. So she softened up, because Chantel went from this out of this world, dirty minded young girl who twerks and blah, 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 to she's interested in my son. She just taught me to twerk with her. That softened her up a little bit. So I feel like who she is, being all eccentric and being this artist and all of that stuff, I feel like that's very true. I feel like that is all really who she is. She's a Southern Belle. I feel like that's who she is. But I also feel like it wouldn't take a lot to influence any decision that she might make, if that makes sense.
It does. Hold on, let me write this comment. See, I don't know. I was watching the fight between the two, and I felt like it got really ugly. Like, I felt like they both were calling each other names. And for them to both be moms and mature women, I felt like both sides went too far. You know, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. I had my popcorn, and it was fun. You know, it was fun to watch. But it also made me raise my eyebrow a little bit at both. Not so much at Mama Debbie, because I know how Mama Debbie can get. We watched her, especially on her season with Larissa, and how she can get. She can get pretty nasty, you know, to the point where
I'm still questioning, why the hell was Mama Debbie even there? Because her and Josh had a spat back in the day? Okay, that shit's over. Move on. But yet, we get Jamal and Louisa out of there 5 minutes in, and keep Mama Debbie.
How was Tim even on there? Tim wasn't even on the single life. It was Veronica.
So we have this whole entire shit show for the entire shit show, but don't get the people that we actually wanted to see.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't understand why Tim and Veronica got to be out on stage for five parts, but other people
and sitting on the couple's couch.
Right, together.
But Mama Debbie and Caesar were sitting on the couple's couch. Also, why did we have Fernanda? We haven't seen her since like episode minus three.
There was a lot to wonder about why we needed five parts, why they chose to air the people they did so much. And like tonight they showed Tyrae, and I was like, oh shit, Tyrae's here. Yeah. I hadn't seen him the whole episode. And it's like, they purposely focused on certain people, certain comments, and putting people together. I thought that they kept putting Debbie and Miss Debbie together on purpose. Do you feel like that? Like I felt like they wanted them to fight.
Okay. Also, part of my comment, I have to rewind. Part of my comment about Miss Debbie, I really like Miss Debbie. Mama Debbie had some very valid points. The part that I disagreed with Miss Debbie about is after Mama Debbie said all her goddesses and her whatever, Miss Debbie ran out of shit to say, so she went after, I saw how you were with your son.
That's
completely irrelevant. Doesn't matter how she was with her son, because her 48 seasons are over. We've already seen her 112 times. We're done. And now here she is again. So you have to bring up her past with her son, who she doesn't even live with anymore. She's happy and moved on, lives in a different country. Everything's great. Still don't know why she's there, but why are we digging that up?
Yeah.
I feel like if Miss Debbie's going to say how Chantel should conduct herself, Miss Debbie could have conducted herself a little bit better.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I said what I said, and I stand behind it. Mama Debbie is overwhelming, and Miss Debbie is fake. I said what I said.
So Tyrae is here. So I wanted to ask Tyrae real quick.
He's in here.
Yeah.
We need to know Tyrae.
I have so many questions for you. Get your butt in here, Tyrae.
You said that your type of woman was...
Wait,
Hillary
get
Clinton.
Him in here first. We gotta. I want to see his response before you ask him. Get him in here.
Don't run, Tyrae. Yeah. Don't
come on,
leave.
Come on, Tyrae. Get in here.
Don't leave.
In trouble.
Get him in. Where are you? Don't leave. Don't leave. Did he leave? He left.
He that chicken.
He left.
Did he leave?
Somebody tag him. I just want to ask. We're not gonna make fun. I swear. I'm just really curious. Yeah, he left. I don't think he's
like, oh no, I am not dealing with that trio.
He's not ready to face us, you know, which is fine. We can be a little intimidating, right? I feel like we can be a little intimidating sometimes.
Us?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially you guys. You guys can be intimidating. I think people are a little scared because Sean Robinson isn't going to intimidate you. You indeed will. Like, you will. You're going to say exactly how you feel, which I think is only fair, right? I think it's fair that we get the full story. And especially since Tyrae kept saying on his lives recently, he's like, I'll tell everybody, you know, after this all airs, I'll explain everything more. We would like to know. Like, you promised. You said that you're going to give us.
We need you to come into this chat, Tyrae. Don't run. Okay. Don't be scared. We won't hurt you.
I'm getting it.
Well, they're saying maybe he didn't see the previous seasons with Larissa, but I mean, he would have to know who she is to say her name, you know. And I think that the Andre comment with Tim, I wanted to revisit that, right? Like, I think that Andre is a very egotistical, arrogant person. So let's just say, hypothetically, Tim is gay. Because this is what Tim said. He said, if I was. So he has now revealed to us what his type would be. His type would be Andre. Is anybody surprised that that would be his type?
Nope.
No? So is that what you kind of assumed? I don't know. I don't know.
I was surprised he didn't say Kenny.
I was surprised because how he is all over Kenny every time he sees Kenny.
But if he
would
have came unglued.
But
so
Kenny,
I knew he wasn't going to say Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny and Andre are very different. So I don't know. I just felt like it's you know, and not in a bad way. You know, I think Kenny has an amazing personality. Andre doesn't have a personality at all. So I think that it's interesting to me that he went that direction, right? You know, a lot of times women will be like, oh yeah, if he's like arrogant and kind of rude, that's kind of the direction they would go. But I felt it was weird that Tim also was going in that direction, right? Because when he dates women, the women he dates are usually not arrogant or outspoken, you know? So it's like the similarity is not there. He looks for something different, I guess. I don't know. It was just interesting to me. You know, I like to overanalyze everything. I think that there's underlining things in everything, and I'm always overanalyzing. So I guess Tyree's not going to come back. I guess he's not going to come back, so we're not going to get anything out of Tyree. He has not re-entered the chat. I've checked.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. If we can get Tyree, that would be nice. But so this fight with Debbie and Miss Debbie and Veronica, and then Chantel was kind of in there too. I want to talk about the mean girl aspect of it. So how do we feel about cast member cliques and, you know, people teaming up against people? Like, how do we feel about that? Because we kind of saw Veronica take Debbie's side, but I guess Debbie is the person that she's really close with. They text a lot. She said that when she was having issues with her and Jamal, Debbie was who she reached out to. So how do we feel about the cast members having cliques? You know, like, is that okay when you're on a TV show? Is it okay to like people and not like people? Is it okay to take up for people even when you know they're wrong? You know, or is it no different than your friend?
That's like, that's like me and Dee Dee and you being on a show, okay? I would expect there to be cliques. If we were all on a show and anybody said anything about either one of you guys, my ass would be in jail so fast. I mean, and that would be that. So,
ditto, Cara, ditto.
I feel like, okay, oh, there's Tyree.
Oh, hey, Tyree.
Hey, get in here. Hey, right Tyree, now.
Do you have like 5 minutes? We wanted to ask you like a couple of questions, and we swear it's going to be very.
We'll easy. Be nice, Tyree. We promise.
We'll be nice.
Oh, I'm nice.
We just were curious about some things. I don't know what your day's looking like. Wait, did he leave again? He left.
I don't think so. No, he didn't.
Oh, he's playing with us. That's all right. He's gonna invite me to one of his labs earlier. I'm gonna get him.
I feel personally, I'm taking this personal. I'm taking it personal. I don't know.
So Kim's got. She defends Emily. She defends Jasmine. She defends Shida. She's got her friends. She even defends Angela. So yeah. I would expect there to be cliques. Now, is it okay for cast members to not like each other? Absolutely. If I was on a cast with any of the people that were there tonight, I think Tyree is probably the only one I could buddy. Well, Tyree and Chantel, I could buddy up with both of them. And Jamal, and then Louisa. But I wouldn't be friendly to Tim. I wouldn't be friendly to Veronica. I would have Natalie crying for months. That girl would never recover. Like, I mean, there's
Natalie wouldn't stand a chance with me and Cara on the show. She wouldn't stand a chance.
There's mean girl cliques. I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It bothered me a little bit. Because these were mature, educated women, and they were acting mean to each other. And I don't know.
I'm mature, and I'm educated, and I'm also an asshole, and I know that.
I know. It's just, so, I was raised by a single mom and my sister. There were no men around. So I love to see women come together and help each other. So it hurts me a little bit.
Girl, if you're my girl, I will support you all day long. I will have your back all day long. But if you're batshit crazy, I will tell you to your face.
I mean, I think I tweeted out earlier. I was like, am I the only person that feels zero sympathy for Natalie? Because everybody was like, oh, well, especially Miss Debbie, like, oh, you need to be my... And I'm like, am I the only person? Am I cold-hearted? And they're like, no. They're like, you are totally normal for not feeling anything. Because I was like, this is kind of what it looks like when you use people and you take advantage of people, this is what it looks like. The whale runs dry. You can only take so much water out of a whale. You can only get so much milk out of a cow until you dry it up. And I feel like Natalie has dried up all of her back pocket plan A, B, C's, and D's. And it was nice to just watch her lay down in the pit that she dug for herself. Like, I was just like, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to sound mean. I don't want to sound heartless, but I don't feel bad for her, right? Like, I was like, I don't feel bad for what she's going through. And to think that she was able to just be married to Mike while trying to be in a full-on relationship and asking this other man to marry her, it just kind of irritated me, because it's almost like she doesn't take marriage seriously, but she also doesn't take relationships seriously either, because she's just like, oh, well, Mike is my connection to the U.S., so I can't let him go. And I'm like, but you had no problem letting him go when you left him. Do you remember that? Yeah. The scene when she left him and he was literally holding on to her and begging her to stay and try to work
what
it out?
What she meant to say is, he's my cash cow.
Right.
That's what she was trying.
He's the person who funded her mom to get here. He's the person whose debit card she was swiping in Florida while she was living rent-free in that lady's mansion. Yeah. So I get that you don't want to let him go, but you also don't get to have him. He's not yours to have. Yeah. And I feel like she definitely...
She don't want him, but she don't want nobody else to be with him neither.
Well, right.
Because if someone else comes in the picture, now she knows that he is serious with his new girlfriend. Well, she's not going to have that plastic anymore. That plastic card to be swiping left and right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and she's just being so disrespectful all the way. Josh got her an apartment. Josh got her a car. I mean, she's inviting Mike over to an apartment that she's not even paying for. Mm-hmm. She's riding up and down the roads with Mike in a car she didn't even buy. I mean, come on, seriously. And then just because she had a fight with Josh, she wants to go jump in the bed with Mike, so and try to get Mike to give her a baby. She trash talks Josh, but then she gets mad at Mike, and then she goes and does the same thing to Josh. She trash talks Mike and then says that she wants to have a life with Josh. I mean, come on. Seriously?
It's a roller coaster. And
that she got tonight, she deserved it.
Yeah.
Sounds bad coming from me, because I'm a woman. But I mean, whether you're a woman or a man, if you treat people like a piece of shit, and you treat them like they're an option, then you treat them as a game, they're going to show you how to play the game.
Yeah, you nailed it, because she treated each man like an option for her in her journey. But if they treated her like she was an option to them, she was like, you knew I wanted a child and you knew I wanted a family and you wasted my time. And I was like, but what are you doing with Mike? What did you do with Mike? You wasted his time. You knew that he wanted a wife. You knew that he wanted you to live with him. The first thing you did was leave him, literally at his doorstep, begging you to stay. And then she had the audacity on stage. She was like, he broke my heart. And I'm like, how can he possibly break your heart when you left him? He begged her.
Yeah.
I remember the episode.
Multiple times.
More than once.
Multiple times.
He
begged her.
He was like, please don't leave. I want to work this out. We can make this work. He was holding on to her arm. She ripped her arm away so she could leave him. So I'm trying to understand where in her delusional mind did he break her heart. But,
and she acts so upset when Sean asks, are you serious with your new girlfriend? Do you want to have a family? She's so upset. What are you so upset about? The guy you just slept with last night is sitting right there.
Right? Somebody said on Twitter, they were like, Natalie is on the wrong show. She should be on Seeking Brother Husband. Because that's what Natalie is working on. She's working on obtaining several husbands. And to be honest, she almost did it. Right? She had Mike as a husband and she almost got Josh to propose to her. She's doing better than the women on the Seeking Brother Husband show. A lot of them were having trouble. Natalie was almost able to nag two husbands in the amount of time that she was here. And I think that's her goal. She's looking for a bunch of men that she can have fund her life while she does nothing. I mean, I don't want to say that, but it's like she's been here for 5 years. What exactly has she done other than trying to get a man to fund her life?
Nothing
right? Yeah, I mean, I'm just being realistic. The single life isn't a job. You know, that's, we've been seeing her on the single life. We've been seeing her on 98. What is she actually doing, right? Like, what is she working on? And any
jumping from one bed to another?
Yeah, I was going to say that, other than laying on her back. You know, and I mean, I'm not disrespecting sex work. Sex work is real work. And there are women who are, and men who do that. I'm not saying that that's not a profession. But when people call her what it is, she acts like she's a bitch. Right. Right. Like, you, either you are or you aren't. You're, if you're doing it, because even they said it, she said, I'll say it, she's like, we have sex and then he gives me money. I was like, you know what that is, right? Like, that, there's a term for that. And nobody is going to shame you for that. But you can't do it and then say it's disrespectful to be called what you're doing. You know, like, it is what it is. If you want to sleep with him and he's going to give you a car, you want to sleep with him and he's going to give you an apartment, then don't say it's degrading, because there are people who do that. There are escorts. You know, there are people who do that. So don't disrespect the people who do the same thing as you, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so before I end the single life thing, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Because there's one other thing I want to talk about that's not single life related, but I want to make sure before we go to that route, before we close season 4 of the single life, anything else we want to discuss or anybody we want to tell to go to hell before we move forward, right?
All of that. Natalie can go to hell. I said it. I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that door's closed. I'm done.
Natalie, Veronica, and Tim.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I think they had a good run on the show. We want to, if anybody is going to be on the show, Kim, Jamal, you know, there's so many people that we can move forward with. Those people had a good run, you know, and I think that, especially Natalie. Natalie was on the show way too long that she needed to be on the show. This needs to be the end, because when I saw her and Josh making up at the end, I was like, do what you want, but keep these people off my screen. I mean it.
Yeah.
They can act like they love each other. I don't care. Don't put them on my screen. Don't make me stop watching a good show.
Yeah.
Right? Don't make me do that. I'll do it. I'm petty. I'll do it. Okay, so before we end, somebody sent me a message today, and they said that Angela took all of the TLC stuff out of her bio. Did y'all notice any of that today? So it used to say,
I ain't even...
90 Day Fiancé cast member, happily ever after, reality star. All of that is gone, and now there's rumors, guys, all alleged rumors, that she was let go from the franchise, and now it only has her management's contact information.
It is.
So
it's gone.
What do you guys think? Judy, LOL, Judy's the one that sent this to me, actually. What do you guys think about that? Because we're about to go into episode 6, and we haven't seen Angela or Michael, and they haven't been in any of the promotion or preview for any of the episodes for the season, and you both know they were the main advertisement for this new season of Happily Ever After. So do you think that there's something more to this, or do you think that she just randomly took it out of her bio today?
I hope she's gone. I hope we don't have to deal with her ever again.
It is also, it's still on her TikTok, though.
Oh, okay, so it's on her TikTok.
Yeah, 90 Day Fiance before 2, 3, 90 Day Fiance, HEA 6, 7, come check out my fan basis page, blah, blah, blah. She, yeah. Anyway, now I'm going to actually watch. She's live on TikTok as we speak.
Oh, okay. So yeah, after we end this, we should jump on and get a little info. Because, you know, Angela, if it is true, she'll be the first to tell you. She goes online and talks about everything. So
yeah, let's go.
I just wanted to throw that out there, because we're about to go into episode 6 in a few days or 6 days. And I'm just wondering, maybe they really did take her out and let her go
from the
actual franchise, not just this season. Because based on what it looks like on her Instagram, she took everything out. Maybe she hasn't gotten around to TikTok yet. But this is all alleged. You know, we don't know what's going on.
I think it's really weird. Without it being on her Instagram, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and it's weird that we're 5 episodes deep into the season that she was the main event for, and we haven't seen her. It's very peculiar. It's very strange. So, again, wait, is Scott crashing with her now? I don't think so. I think Scott is in New York right now, if I'm not mistaken, right? Wasn't he in New York?
But her
so he says.
Her child molesting pedophile daughter is there.
In New York?
She's with her. She was with Scott and Angela in all those pictures.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was in Georgia. Yeah. And I don't know if a lot of people know about that, but after that got out, because if you guys know, they filmed with her before. TLC filmed with her before. Yeah. After all that got out, they refused to film with her ever again.
Yeah.
That's if anybody's ever wondering where she went, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what happened,
but they don't mind having people that's physically abusing their partner on there.
Right. See, I don't understand the difference. Like I've always taught there's no degree to crime. And crime is crime. If you're doing something that hurt another person, it's horrible.
Right.
So the idea that they took such swift action when it came to her daughter to make sure that she wasn't ever featured on the show again, but they're so slow to do anything whatsoever about these.
Abuse is never okay.
Right.
Never okay. But child abuse, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Definitely.
All right, guys. So I wanted to throw that out there. We're going to keep you guys posted on this story. If Angela is really no longer going to be on anything, 98 Fiancé.
I hope not. Oh, my gosh. I hope not. Please let us be done with her.
So that would be huge. That would be a huge thing. And yeah, we're going to keep you posted. She's on TikTok, so we're going to run over to TikTok soon and try to see if we can get some information. Thank you guys for joining us for the recaps of all of the Single Life Season 4 and all 5 of the tell-alls. It was good. I feel like if I had to rate them, Part 5 was my favorite, only because of the fight between the Debbies. The Battle of the Debbies was really entertaining for me. I really enjoyed
it. My favorite part was Natalie getting
sick. Yeah. You're right. Natalie being served,
it
made my whole week. And it shows you take advantage of people and you use people, there are consequences.
Yep.
And
yep.
let that be a lesson to everyone. Treat people with respect or you might be getting served on national TV.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. This is the end. This is it for season 4 of The Single Life. We're going to be back next week for the beginning of the Love in Paradise new season. Make sure you're following my co-host Cara and Didi. They're both tagged in this video. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Masi, GeorgeMasi.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Masi Show. And everybody have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to you all really soon.
See you next time.
Bye.